yaddy 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 yaddy.
Welcome to Florida Girl FM. This is your host, Tanya. Hey guys, welcome to a new episode, and we will be talking about exercising and getting ourselves in shape and fit for the summer body, and also part of our 2021 goal as far as getting our bodies in shape, looking good, getting everything tightened up. So join me here on this new episode, and I hope you guys liked that my girl Megan Thee Stallion, that's right, she came out with a theme song for all us females, body yaddy 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 yaddy. I'm pretty sure y'all have heard it all over you YouTube and all over the internet. She is a genius for this song here, because I tell you, this song here gets me motivated to get this body in shape, honey. Okay, so join me with this new episode. Hey guys, here I am, here to talk about exercising, which we all need to do. And like I was talking about in the last episode about dieting, you know, it's more to it. It's just not what we put in our bodies to keep us going and keep us healthy and stuff. And also the certain foods that we would eat. Also the certain things that we eat, because some stuff out there, I mean, it's ridiculous. Tofu, I'm not doing it. Nope. I'm not putting that in my body. Nope. I tried it before and it wasn't the best of best. But anyhow, this episode is strictly about getting this body in shape, getting that energy level. Exercising is good for you, far as giving you energy, so you won't feel so tired and sluggish all the time. You can burn off all that bad junk food that you eat all throughout the day and stuff like that. Some people exercise early in the morning. I don't know how they do it, because I can hardly get out of bed to go to work. But in the evening, it's okay just as well, before you have that last dinner, or sometimes after dinner. I mean, some people do it throughout the day, you know, and some people are very dedicated to exercise, especially bodybuilders, because they try to keep up that mass that they, you know, created, that sculpture they have, that they have to keep in order to keep that, you know, that look. So I'm going to give out a few pointers on different ways of exercising and how they can benefit your body, okay? So the first thing first, we all hear about cardio. Some people know what cardio is, some people don't. Cardio is basically exercises that you do for cardiovascular, you know, function. So with that, aerobics exercises help with cardiovascular. It's important because they increase the cardiovascular function, which is your heart and your blood flow. It makes the heart beat faster and the blood flow quicker. And it also burns fat. Okay, so if you're wondering why you're sluggish and you're, you know, lack of energy, and of course, like me, I have high blood pressure, so that could lead to a lot of heart problems and stuff like that. So if I don't take care of my, you know, the blood flow of how my blood, it doesn't clean out the blood really good, you know, it can mess up the function of the kidneys. It's all types of craziness. Y'all don't understand how I have to keep up with it. So blood pressure is just not about, oh, I gotta stay stress free. It's more to it, you know, because without the correct blood flow, I have other problems that come along, you know, eventually, if I don't take care of myself. So this year, one of my goals is to exercise a little bit more. I mean, we do walk a lot throughout the day, but it's a certain walk that you do, you know, because from, I tell people, I do a lot of lifting at work, and they're like, that's not the proper lifting. It's like not the exercise way of doing it. So I guess it's a difference. I thought maybe, you know, I was getting away by, you know, I'm at work, I do all this lifting, walking, standing, you know, speed walking throughout the day, but they say that's more of a stressful exercise or whatnot, or, you know, function. So, with that said, I want to say that jogging is really good. Jogging and running is really good for the heart, especially for the heart, because it's a great way of exercising. You're outside, you're getting fresh air, you can go to a park, you can, like we do in Florida, some of us go to the beach because it's a beautiful view, but also the sand there, running through sand actually gets you to moving all the muscles in your body, because you literally have to use every muscle to get through that sand, okay? If you want to get down to the water, you have to go through the sand. And everybody who is in Florida or have been to a beach knows that's the toughest part of getting to the beach, is getting through the sand, okay? And we don't have short walks to the sand, to the beach. We literally have a walk. Okay, so that's a great place to exercise. And guess what? It only costs you probably $2 to park, because in certain beaches in Florida, we have to pay for parking. Some beaches are free. And the ones, I probably think, I would say where I'm from, West Palm Beach, it's free right now. I don't know if they're charging or not. I haven't checked on it because every time I go, I park for free. So it doesn't cost you anything to walk, to run, to jog. Even if it's around the neighborhood, it's a great way to get that blood flowing. You know, in the evening time when you're just getting off from work, sometimes it helps to get you through and burn off whatever you had for lunch. Sometimes at work, I've seen women, you know, leave work and walk around the building, you know, or go to a local park and, you know, right next door to work or whatnot. It's all types of ways of doing this, guys. You will find a beautiful park wherever you are and enjoy the scenery, okay? So the next thing, of course, swimming. That works every muscle in your body, every muscle. And it also helps your heart, because, you know, the way your body functions and stuff like that. Of course, we know the blood flow pumps through it to give you more energy. The more you work out, the more you move, the more active you are. And when you're swimming, it's also great. Excuse me, I'm not talking well today. It's a great way to exercise, and it's also free, especially if you live in a complex like mine. We have a pool, we also have a gym too, and it's for the residents, and they're welcome to it, and it's part of, you know, staying there. If you go to LA Fitness, I don't know if everyone has one everywhere, but LA Fitness is another gym. They have a swimming pool in there that you can exercise with. True enough, it costs you, but it's part of the membership. If you have a membership there, I don't know, and some other gyms do too, just as well. Okay, and then the next one, which is the third, cycling, which I'm pretty sure everybody loves to do because it's fun. You're out and about yet again. You can go to the beach, you can go to a park, you can, you know, cycle around your complex, your where you stay at, you know, in suburbs or whatnot. I'm losing my paperwork. Okay, sorry about that, guys. And also want to tell you guys, excuse the mowing if you can hear it in the recording. I'm not sure, but the way I got my studio set up is right here by the window. This place. I think I'm going to move it. But anyhow, moving on back to what we was talking about. I got off, you know, subject there. But when you're cycling, that also helps burn off calories too. Especially if you're trying to lose weight. I've noticed that some people do the indoor cycling. They get these bikes or whatnot for the inside. That works just as great too, because they have them in the gyms just as well. But also they got this one called Peloton or something like that, and it's a cycling exercise program where, you know, you like doing some serious cycling. That I don't know if I'm ready for it yet. Okay. If you think you're ready, you can do it. Go for it. I do not, I don't have anything negative to say about it. And if you want to do it, then hey, you go for it. But me personally, that's something I'm going to have to work towards, you know, and psych my mind out to do. Okay, so cycling is a great way of doing it. And especially when you're doing it with a friend, it's even better. You know, because you guys can challenge each other or whatnot. Or if you guys have a routine, hey, all these exercises are great to have someone to go with, especially your partner, because you guys can talk and get to know each other better, talk about day-to-day things that happen, society. You know, it's also healthy for that too, to get out all that frustration, get out all that there, because you're exercising, you're also talking about it, you're releasing energy. It's all that great stuff, you know, that's going on. Okay, and then this is my favorite. I would do this to the T, and I'm pretty sure everybody out there would too. Dancing. People don't know that dancing really helps you keep tone. All these videos on YouTube, all these, you know, even Cardi B, WAP, people been doing this dance. Hey, try that. You know what I'm saying? You could do this. It's simple. Look at the steps, go, you know. You can do it in your home, you can do it out in the club, you can do it out in the bar, you can do it at a friend's house, you can do it anywhere. And nowadays, how much people dance, nobody gonna look at you crazy. Nobody cares about, you know, this. You know, yeah, I have a little rhythm, but that will come with you practicing, getting in there and doing your thing. Now, if you live on the second floor like me, please tell your neighbor downstairs, I'm sorry, but I'm going to do my little dance, my two-step or whatnot. And please warn them before you start so that they won't think you're going crazy or you're having a seizure upstairs. But it does help every muscle in your body, because you're moving every muscle, especially when you're doing your twerking, you know. Pretty sure a lot of women out there who twerk knows all the muscles that you have to use to, you know, keep up and keep those butt muscles moving. So stuff like that. Also, half of the dancers that are new out here, they seem like you got to use a lot of muscle and stuff like that. You know, it's like so many dance moves that you can do, and it inspires you. So next time you go out, you have some dance moves for them. Okay, so dancing is a great way of exercising, and it also burns, you know, fat, and it also, you know, helps with your energy level. Now, I have to say, while exercising, please have you some bottled water, okay? Gatorade, whatever quenches your thirst, except for soda, okay? Any sugar drinks, no. But whatever quenches your thirst, please have it there, because I don't want you passing out, you know? And I don't want you to hurt yourself. And your body do need to replace that. When you're sweating, you know, you sweat out all the bad stuff, you need to have water so you can replenish that, okay? Especially after you finish, and I don't know about before, because when I drink water before I exercise, it sometimes hurts my tummy. So I don't know if that works. I mean, if that happens with everyone else just as well, okay? So it's so many exercises out there, guys, for us to work on and stuff like that. And now that we're talking about dancing, it's one that's called Zumba. I'm pretty sure everybody heard of Zumba before, because it's worldwide, of course. And Zumba is just also a way of with dancing and stuff, but it's a certain dances that they do that works the muscles and tighten stuff and all that good stuff. So if you know any local places you go right now with COVID going on, I don't know if they're having the classes still, but you can pick up videos. You can, you know, like I said, go on YouTube. YouTube has everything. Anything you need to know, anything you want is there. Which reminds me, I gotta start my YouTube channel. I've been saying it for almost a year. It's just I'm working up the nerve to do it, you know. So Zumba is a one way and a wonderful way to get started on that. And like I said, they have classes out there. They even probably have videos, you know. Well, I'm pretty sure they do have videos. And another one is sports. Now, I used to play basketball back in my day. Basketball was my best way of getting out of the house and from up under my mom and siblings. But my daughter is on the basketball team. I'm a basketball mom. I tried to get my son to do it, but he's just into the wrestling thing. But sports is really great to also look into doing too. It doesn't mean you have to be on a team. You can practice with your kid. You know, if your kid is doing activities at school and they're into basketball, football, what have you, you know, they can show you some stuff that they do in practice and you can help them and they're helping you. So there it is, you know. So look into doing that with your kid. And also playing baseball and, you know, at the park or whatnot with the kids. And it's also an activity of you getting to know your kids and their strengths and their weaknesses. Because my son and my daughter are poor, they got a poor sportsmanship because they get mad if they don't win. They get angry, okay? But we're working on that. They're getting older now to the point that they understand that, hey, it's a competition. It's not that serious. Because they used to be really terrible when they was young. So, yeah, that's another way of getting things done as far as your 2021 goal of getting that body in shape, okay? And it's like so many. And we have one, the elliptical. Okay, this is a machine which is like a treadmill, and it's you're swinging your, you know, your legs and stuff back, so you're like moving every part of your body, so you have to use your leg muscles to get this machine to go. I've been on it one time. Never again. It was embarrassing. I'm not even going to get into that. But all I can say is, for those who are willing to do that, go for it. And you can also find that in your gym. I have one here in my complex in the gym that, you know, is downstairs from me. And I tried it. And it was, oh my God, it was tragic, okay? It was very tragic. So if you're into that, go for it. It also helps you move every muscle in your body. It's great for cardio just as well. And that's all I can say about that one, okay? So the next thing that I feel like is great, and I want to try this so bad, but I'm afraid I'm going to hurt myself. Kickboxing. It's very intense. It's considered as aerobic, but it's a martial art. So it involves kicking, punching, movement, and practicing both of them as well as self-defense. So ladies, this do help you out, and men too, for the ones that, you know, need self-defense. I don't know. But this is a great exercise. It also helps burn off calories, you know, and it helps you stay in shape just as well as it's good for cardio, I feel, because you're doing a lot of punching, moving, you're doing a lot of motion and stuff, so you're gonna burn some calories off with this. So once I get some, well, I gotta find a gym to go do this at, you know, because it's not that many that are open around here right now. But I did check out one that's a couple of a city over from me, and I think I'm gonna go and try to see if they're open and they have private sessions, because some places may have private sessions, you know, that you and that trainer is one-on-one with, you know, and you don't have to worry about being in the class of 10, you know, and the COVID situation going on here. Okay, so check that out if you're interested in kickboxing and also learning to do self-defense, because I mean that's really good for self-defense. Okay, and then the next one is CrossFit. CrossFit is a new fitness. It was founded in 2000 by Greg Glassman and Lauren Janey. I can't pronounce her last name, but I will leave it in the description if you want to check them out. They're in California. I don't know too much about it, but it says it does weightlifting, gymnastics, and all that good stuff. So if you're into that, and it's basically aerobics exercise. So there you go again. It's aerobics. So aerobics is really good for you, far as cardio goes. And like I said, it also will help you burn off that fat just as well. And then, of course, I'm pretty sure we all heard of the Booth Camp. Down south where I'm from, we had a lot of those everywhere. And when I tell you those people look tired out, when they have them run a certain mile, and if they don't, it's like almost a real booth camp. But you have to be dedicated, and you have to be ready for all that, you know, and you definitely have to be obedient to it. All these exercises, you have to be obedient. If you want to look great, you have to be dedicated, consistent, and obedient to this plan. Because if you don't be those things, then the plan is gone. It's dead. It's shut. It's down. It's just like, forget about it. Because you're not going to get your results that you are wanting. And you're not damn sure not going to see any difference if you're not doing it consistently. So I say doing either of these exercises that I just named today. Sorry, I'm sitting my phone down. Either of these exercises that I mentioned today, guys, you could do them 2 to 3 times a week. I'm not saying get off from work and you're dead tired and get up and go. I'm saying you have to be motivated to get up, get off from work, get off that couch, get off your behinds, and get out there and do what you're supposed to do. Even if it's going to the mall and walking through them. I've seen 65-year-olds. I've seen 75-year-olds. I used to work in the mall. And I used to like conversate with these people. They're very nice in the morning. And I'm like, they're so nice and I'm so tired. But they have, even though they're retired. Okay, I get that. But they are showing you that, hey, if I can do it and I'm this age and my body is more, you know, off than yours, I know you can. Just as well, you know, and these people get up every morning and they walk this whole entire mall. And I gotta say that I see them go around at least about 5 or 6 times. The whole mall, not skipping and stopping and going, you know, across the food court and come back up. No, these people actually walk to the other end of the mall, around, and come right back up and say hello to me that last time after I'm still trying to set up. They're fast. Okay. People like go to the park. They make about 4 rounds. I will have to get back to you on that. I probably leave in my description of this episode here. I will leave in the description how many times it takes for you to walk, so that you will make up a mile. Okay. Because I think it's a certain, If I'm correct, it's a certain amount of times you go around that you would make a mile for that. And also, you can also invest in a watch that does the count of your steps. Sometimes that helps too, to know how many steps a day that you have taken. Because for every step, I think it's like a good couple of calories or whatnot. And my aunt had one, and she still does. She wears it faithfully, okay? I don't even know if she take it off when she get in the shower. But she wears it very much so faithfully. Sorry, Auntie Bama, because she's probably listening to this. She wears it faithfully, and she counts her steps, you know? And she says it helps. She's lost, you know, some weight. And also it helps her to, you know, gain her energy that she needs to get through the day. And she also retired. But before she retired, that's what she would do. On her lunch break, she would walk the premise of her job or how many steps she takes in the office. It's so many ways, guys, to get up and do a little exercising. Even if it's just walking down the street and back up. Walk the block and back around. It does not take much. 2021, we got a plan, we got to stick to it, we got a goal to reach, we want to get our bodies in shape, we got to do what we got to do, because before you know it, it'll be Christmas and Thanksgiving, and we'll be back at this point again of making another goal, and that's not how it's supposed to be, not at all. Okay, so I thank you guys so much for stopping in and listening to this here episode on exercising. If you haven't listened to my diet one, please go back and listen to the dieting for 2021. That's the name of the episode. And it gives you different diets that you can go off of. And also I'm giving you insight on, you know, what all to, what kind of diets is for your body that you're trying to get, you know, because everything doesn't work for everyone, but it will if, like I say, you be obedient to it, if you be consistent, you know. So get in the gym. If you don't have money for a gym, it doesn't cost anything to walk the block. It doesn't cost anything to be in your room. It doesn't cost anything to get on YouTube on your phone, because I know everybody has one. Everybody has YouTube. Just look it up, different exercises, workouts, whatever you type in there, it's going to come up. You're going to see these great people. Some of them might be in the gym. Doesn't mean that you necessarily be there. I have weights. I don't know if you have a 5 and below. They sell weights there, $5. I don't know if you have a Dollar General, which I'm pretty sure everyone has everywhere, because I went to Chicago and there was like 1,000 there. You can go to Dollar General. They have weights. Kind of weird, but okay. Of course, Walmart, which I call Wally World because it's like so much stuff in there. But they also have a section. It's a little more expensive, but I'm pretty sure you can go on Amazon. It's so many ways to get you like a little weight and get you started. Some people use canned goods, you know. Some people use their children. Some people use whatever they have in the house. I mean, it's simple, guys. Very simple. Let's do this for 2021. Let's get ourselves in shape. Let's get our health in order, because I'm working on me. I want you to work on you. And that's all part of self-love. And I do apologize again for the blower that's in my recording here. I don't know if you can hear it or not, but if you can, I do apologize for it. Alright, until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you for stopping by Florida Girl FM. You can also find me at floridagirl.com or on Facebook, Instagram at TanyaTalk19. Alright, until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon.